I can remember laying at home, and for the past, since October, I'd been dealing with my arm. And I taught on Job. Remember that lesson? And Job didn't do anything wrong, did he? God allowed Job to be tested, didn't he? Do you have a Job moment when nothing goes right? When you've lost everything? Everybody else is doing fine and you're struggling and you're hurting and you're sick and you're dealing with this and it just looks like the Lord is putting more pressure and more pressure and more pressure on you? Been there? Been there, done it? Do what? Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll always have the Lord. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I've got him. And we know that everything that comes at us is to prune us, not to hurt us. Because he loves us. He wants us to have life and that more abundantly. So when hardship comes on us, we know that it's not because he hates us, but there's a pruning that has to take place for us to get to our next level. And so if we're able to go through all of this, then there's a time period that we're going to reign with him. Amen? And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken. So, remember we talk about that potter's wheel. And we have to be broken. Katrina lived out there in the world. And Katrina had some things on her that need to be gotten rid of before she could ever stand here, right? So he's taken the potter, has taken the vessel, and he's dashed it on the ground. Boom, broke it. I had to be broken so that he could take and put me back on and mold me the way that he wants me molded, right? Even as I received of my Father, Christ had to go through it. He was hung, right? He went through it, so we're to go through it. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. That's your reasonable service. But see, we want to go cry when things get tough. Katrina wants to fuss, and that's my reasonable service. He's doing what he did for me. That's the least I can go through in some of the things. But I know that he loves me unconditionally. And I know that he's got me in the palm of his hand. And that he's going to take me right through it and make me stronger. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. No spiritual adultery. Not allowing Satan to come into the house and turn this into a den of thieves. Not allowing him to come in and introduce adultery, fornication, all this spiritual stuff that happens in the churches. That's exactly right. And that's what the Bible says. We're in that time. We have to know. If we don't know what is good, 10 days or 10 years ago, X, Y, and Z used to be bad. Now it's good. The world says it's good. And if we don't know what this says, we'll fall right in line with what the world is saying and do what the world is saying. Okay, so we're back to Sardis. Sardis. Where was Sardis? Sardis was the metropolis of Lydia, 60 miles north of... Where is... There it is. north of Smyrna. It stood at the river Pactolus. Because of its convenient position, it was considered a commercial mart of importance. Okay? The art of dyeing wool began there. Imagine that. It's said that Cyrus took $6 million worth of treasure from Sardis when he captured it in 548 BC. Can you imagine how wealthy it was when there was $6 million worth of stuff in that time period? Wow. Wow. The making of gold coins originated here because of the gold found in the sand at the River of Pactolus. Interesting background on the place, right? So, Sardis, we said, going through the motions. I remember being young. We'd go to church on Sunday morning. We go to church on Sunday evening. We went to church on Wednesday. I went to church camp. I went to winter retreat. You name it, we were there, okay? But when we went home, there was no more church. We waited till we got back to the church. See, it was the pastor's job to know all this stuff, not mine. I wasn't the pastor. I wasn't trying to be the pastor. That was his job, right? I'd go to church, got my, right? He was ordained, not me. So I'd come in, do my religious duty, and I'd walk right on back out and wait till I come back again. And we sang our three songs, and we sat down, we took up the offering, the preacher said the message, and right out the door we went. That was the extent of, I knew Jesus' stories, I knew he died on the cross, I knew about Daniel in the lion's den, I knew about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I knew these stories, but did I have a relationship with him? I didn't. Didn't even know how to have a relationship with him. But I was trained in the church, and look what I had to fall back on. Now it's my responsibility to grow in him. Not blame anybody else. Not depend on my... I can't get into heaven off my mom's coattails. I have to study to show myself approved. All right, Sardis. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis, right? Who was the angel? Pastor. These things saith he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. Oh, they got works as well. They've been busy. That you have a name that you live and are dead. Man, you're out here living. You think you've got it all together. You think you are positioned right. You're good. I don't need X, Y, and Z. I've got it all together. But the Lord says, but you're dead. How can I be alive but be dead? Spiritually, right? I'm alive and well, kicking, doing what I want to do, go where I want to go, say what I want to say. But he's saying, spiritually, you are dead. So, I remember there was a disciple that, how was it we say? Would you sell your soul for 30 pieces of silver? Is that money worth it in the end? Can you take that money to heaven with you? Can you take your car to heaven with you? Can you take your reputation to heaven with you? Can you take anything to heaven with you? He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. There's some things that's still remaining, okay? Not everything's dead. You still got a little bit to hold on to. And strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Oh, we're busy. We're busy beavers. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing in the church. But he's saying, I've not found your works to be perfect before God. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, you held fast, repented, you went back to the cross, you went back to the first works. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. All right. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard and held fast and repent. If, therefore, you shall not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, "But the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes." You know I'm returning. "And I'm returning as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, 'Peace and safety,' then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. You all are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." We can't sleep spiritually. We have to be aware of what's going on at all times. So many people are being led astray right now because some of this social injustice stuff sounds politically correct. Yes, we want to protect people that are not being treated right. It sounds good, but we got to be careful of what path that leads us down. "For they who sleep, sleep in the night, and they who be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us," who are us? You and I? "Who are of the day, be sober, be watchful, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do." We've got to be ready, amen?
Amen.
We've got to hold fast. We've got to repent. We've got to be on watch because the thief, who's the thief? Satan?
Yeah.
He can come in and snatch it from you at any time if we're not ready.
Amen.
If we're not on guard. If we're not prepared. If we don't have the suit of armor on. If we don't have the helmet of salvation on. Right? The breastplate of righteousness. It's easy. This flesh loves things. It's easy to get caught up in that. Number four. "You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments." There's still some people in Sardis that's been faithful. There's still people there that's still dependent on God and letting him lead and guide them. "And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church."
Amen.
We're not going to go through the motions, are we, here at Church of the King? We're going to be before the Lord. We're going to know what our Bible says. We're going to be prepared when the enemy comes. Amen? Amen. Your pastor's doing a good job getting us prepared and to understand the signs of the times and things that are coming. All right, Philadelphia. Where is Philadelphia? And I'm going to go through these quick. Current Alisaer, 30 miles southwest of Sardis. Founded by the king of Pergamum in about 190 B.C., King's nickname was Philadelphus, brother love.
Brother love.
Brother love. The same thing with Philadelphia in the United States. Brotherly love is that state. Had a special devotion to his brother, Eumenes II. They produced wine in Philadelphia. Gateway to Central Asia was Philadelphia. And because of earthquakes, many moved outside the city walls. Okay? So, Philadelphia, I look at that as being rapture ready. Are you ready when the thief comes in? He's going to come like a thief in the night. Are we going to be ready? Right? And unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things say he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, the key of David being the gospel of Christ. He who opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. If you are called to do something and it seems impossible, nothing is impossible with God. And if he tells you to do it, be like Nike and just do it, because he's already prepared a way for you, okay? He's not going to take you out here and drop you off and leave you. The issue is, are we listening to him enough to let him lead us to places that we never thought we could go? Is your dream too big for God or too big for yourself? If your dream is not big enough, you're not dreaming enough. Well, you need to dream that you can't achieve yourself, but only God can. But he'll give you a dream that's bigger than yourself. All right, 8. I know your works. They've been busy too. Behold, I have set before you an open door. We got 8 minutes. And no man can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Woo, little strength. Uh-oh. But yet they kept the word. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie, those that are coming after them that do not believe in God or in Jesus. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Amen. So, Psalms 110. Psalms 110, not 101, Katrina. Psalms, Psalms 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So those that have trying to make you stumble, those trying to make you fall, those that have lied on you, those have tortured you, those have, he's saying, hold up, I'll make them your footstool. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Wow, when we keep his word. Because you have kept the word of my patience. Man, it's hard being patient, isn't it? Isn't that one of the hardest things to do? Is, you know, is to stand here and know that that's wrong, but you've got to keep your mouth shut. Or, you know, that's tough. You'll get it. We're getting it. We're getting it. Behold, you have kept the word of my patience. I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them who dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. Be watchful. Don't let anybody come in and steal your joy, steal your faith, steal whatever. That's yours. And we're not allowing the enemy to come and get us depressed. And see, that's it. He gets, this is one of the things I'm seeing is the Lord, not the Lord, the enemy is using drugs and alcohol and all this stuff to get us so focused on other things that we can't even see what is happening underneath us. It's going on right in front of us, and we can't see it because we're dealing with all these issues in our head of depression and anger and anxiety and all this stuff, and we're so caught up in self that we can't even see what's taking place. Amen. Him who overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Are we rapture ready? Are we going to be ready when that time comes? I believe the world's winding down, saints. I believe it's getting closer. I believe we're watching prophecy unfold. We're seeing things right before our eyes. Are we focused on Him, or are we focused on what's going on in the world? What's our last church? Laodicea. Laodicea, called Diospolis or Rhodes, the city of Zeus, 160 miles east of Ephesus. It acquired a high level of prosperity. 222 BC, Achaeus was king. It fell under Roman control after 133 BC. Because of its position, it flourished. Okay, Laodicea, down here at the bottom. In Laodicea, black wool was its main trade, and it has a large Jewish community early on became a seat for Christianity. Laodicea. And we're going to wrap it up. I got 3 minutes. Give or take. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Is Jesus the creator of all things?
Yes.
I know your works. Uh-oh, they're busy too. That you are neither hot nor cold. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're neither one. I'd prefer you were hot or cold. But you're neither one. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Saints, are we straddling the fence? Do we have one leg in the world and one leg in the church? Are we sitting back, not speaking up for Christ, and just lukewarm? And are we effective in the community? What are we about? Are we speaking this to our families and trying to get them to come in? Are we standing up here throwing bricks at people? We're lukewarm. We're not really, I'm not going to stand up against them because they might get mad at me. Oh, I'm not going to say anything because I might offend somebody. Are we lukewarm and we're just sitting here? Because you say I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Oh, well, I've got my mansion over here, and I've got my car, and I've got my job, and I've got my money rolling in, and I'm visiting all these places, taking these trips, and what do I need him for? I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And knowest not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? See, we see success by what people have. God doesn't see it that way. Even though you have your mansions and your cars and your labeled clothes and you got all this stuff, here he's saying you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, blind, and naked. We're to lay our treasures up in heaven, aren't we? Is there anything wrong with being rich? No. No, 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 no. But what is the root of all evil? It's that love of money. You can't serve both. Does God want us to have money? Yes. How do we minister? It's through money, to be able to provide resources for people. There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not speaking against that at all. But it's the love of that money that you're going to do everything you can do to get money to put in your pocket so you can be wealthy and not minister to other people. It says, I counsel you, or I advise you, to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich. I want you to be spiritually rich. I want to forge you in the fire so I can purge all of that stuff off of you, that you can have treasures laid up in heaven. And white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Yes, I can see, if I got my glasses on. I can see in my natural. I see Tom sitting right there. But can I see in the spirit realm things that are coming? And that's what we have to be prepared for. We've got to live and operate in the spirit realm, knowing that we don't fight against each other. I come over here and hit Kim. We don't fight each other. We fight against that devil that is causing me to come over here and hit Kim, right? And we got to do the same thing in every aspect of our lives. We got to stop throwing things. We got to be on our knees praying for people to be delivered. God created those people the same way He created you and me. People in other religions, He created them the same way He created you and me. And we got to pray. If my people would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and repent, He's going to do what? Heal our land. But we want to get out here and we want to fuss with our mouth instead of getting on our knees and praying and seeking after Him. 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. If He doesn't chasten you, if He does not discipline you, He's going to discipline those that He loves, correct? There's nothing wrong with being disciplined. You're not going to let your baby go out here and play on Fish Street, correct? You're going to give it a little pat on the butt and say, get your butt over here. Get out the street. And sometimes He has to tell Katrina, Katrina, get your butt up out of bed and get over here and do X, Y, and Z. Just using that as an example, okay? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. But you don't know what I've done, Katrina. You don't know where I've been, Katrina. He can't love me. Yes, He can. If He can forgive me of all the stupid things that I did, He can forgive you as well. There is nothing that you can do that would separate you from His love. Amen. When we repent and we ask for forgiveness, He's there to sup with us. Amen. To him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me in the throne. Amen. My. Can you imagine what it's going to be like sitting in His presence? Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Don't be lukewarm. Are we going to stand up for Him? Amen. We see right now we got to stand up like we've never stood up before. And we've got to hold fast. One of these churches, even unto death, remember? We got to stand on the Word. Amen. Nobody's been able to knock it down yet, right? It's anchored, isn't it? Anchored in our God. Amen? Guys, before we leave, we had this young man that was here, Jeff. He asked for prayer for a Carl Rowe family. Carl Rowe passed away today, or yesterday. I want to pray for Jean. She's not feeling well. We love Miss Jean. I want to pray for Terry. And those that may be watching, Miss Joyce, we miss you. We wish you were back in here worshiping with us. So we hope to see you and George soon. It's not the same without your little smiling face sitting in here. So know that we love you, Miss Joyce, and we want to see you. And Miss Kay, we haven't seen you in a while, so we're anxious to have that time when we all can come back here and fellowship together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your healing powers. We ask, oh God, that you lay your hands upon Terry as he has his procedure tomorrow. Lead and guide the surgeon's hands that they will find out the cause, and we claim healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you lay your hands upon Gene. God, we just ask that your healing powers would just fall fresh in her home right where she's at, dear God. Let her see you in a way that she has never seen you before, God. Father, have your way in her life. Open up her eyes to truth, O God, and allow her to feel your peace surround her. And God, we ask for your comfort for Carl Rose family, Lord, as they go to lay him to rest, Lord. Lead and guide them, comfort them through this journey. And Father, be with everybody here under the sound of my voice. I pray, O God, that when they walk up out of here, they'd be a light to a dying world. That we'd be able to go out and spread the love of Christ, and we would draw them in here that you may be able to speak into their lives. Now, Father, move by your Spirit and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.